Really lovely new song we've got added here on the Penguin Airwaves. Dana Rodriguez of Elephant Revival's got a new solo release coming actually Friday, and that is the lead out song, Brother John, about the power of music to break through people, break people's armor down, that kind of thing. Beatles in that set, along with Athens, Georgia band, the Future Birds, Trippin' there at the top of the set. All right, I was teasing you all a little bit ago that we were going to be talking with the folks from High Wire Brewing that is going to make their second home from Asheville here in Wilmington, set to open in October. And I'm going to go ahead and pull him out of the hat a little early. Chris Frosacker is his name. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, thanks for having us.
We are. I'm glad to have you and everybody from High Wire moving into Wilmington. We've been having a good old time chatting off air about the brewery boom here. Of course, we're trying to catch up with Asheville, but we'll never do that. But we're going to hear a little bit about Chris's story. High Wire set to open in October is the target, and we're going to fill you in all about it get you in the know. All right, so. We're going to do this a little differently with Chris, too, because we've brought him in a little early. Since he is such a music lover, he's going to also be doing his Desert Island set with us. So he's picked three of his all-time faves. We're going to be working our way through some of those as well while we chat. But so first, Chris, just give a little bit of an introduction to yourself to our listeners out there, because you really were living a whole nother life, and now here you are with High Wire Brewing. Give everybody out there a little intro.
Yeah, High Wire has a pretty non-traditional background story from all of the founders. So pre-High Wire, I was a retail pharmacist. So worked for Walgreens, actually managed a really busy 24-hour Walgreens store in Asheville. It was the second busiest pharmacy in Western North Carolina. Crazy volume. It was definitely a different world.
Pretty high stress,
but yeah, definitely very different than what I do now. My wife's also a pharmacist. So her and I met in pharmacy school, and she was working for Walgreens at the time. And then an old college friend, my business partner, Adam Charnak, moved up to Asheville as well and was working for a affordable housing developer. So they use kind of government tax credits to build affordable housing. So we were all kind of just living our white collar lives, and all of us kind of felt something was missing. And we were out to dinner one night, and just kind of heard randomly with some other friends that were with us that a brewery in Asheville was going out of business, which had never happened before, and that they were for sale. And kind of just a light bulb went off, and none of the owners had any beer experience whatsoever, from sales to brewing to anything.
For a love for beer.
Except for a love for beer, right. Exactly. Yep. We're all beer, huge beer nuts. But we knew we could run a business, and so just kind of started poking around and brainstorming. And next thing you know, we bought a small brewery in downtown Asheville, and we opened very quickly after that because all the brewing equipment was already set up. We renovated the tap room and opened about 8 months later, and that's still our flagship location. We still have it there. We really kind of don't make a lot of beer there anymore because it's pretty small, but it's there. It's kind of the heart and soul of the company in Asheville.
And we're going to get into more of where High Wire is and what you guys are all about. But when you sit here today and think back on that, can you believe where you've come?
No, not at all. When we first started, we thought we would really just kind of sell beer in Asheville, and that was it. And it quickly, I say a lot that the business kind of took over. It has a mind of its own, and we're kind of just steering the ship, and it's going.
And in terms of making that shift and taking the plunge to really change direction in your life, I guess zero regrets on that, huh?
Yeah, no, not at all. I miss the old paycheck sometimes.
Right.
But looking back on it, and just, I don't think I could ever have a boss again.
Right.
That's probably the easiest way to, most concise way to say it. I don't have to go and do silly reports for people anymore and
right.
All that good stuff. So.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
So for anybody out there thinking of making a shift, listening to your insides, because High Wire, It's about to open here in Wilmington, and this will be what number in your location?
This will be our fifth location.
Fifth location. You've got a few in Asheville. There's Durham, Knoxville.
Knoxville, Tennessee, yep.
And, yeah, we're going to get into more of that as well. If you're just joining us, we have a special guest here in the igloo, Chris Frohsacker. And it's hard for me not to... Frohsacker, that's how you remember, Afro and soccer.
Yep.
and we were talking about that before we get on the air, and it's hard for me to jump over that one. Anyway, I digress. So we're going to be chatting with him, and we're going to be hearing his Desert Island set. He's got some Grateful Dead, Krungbin, and Derek and the Dominoes is ordered up for his set, and more of that and more with him is coming right up here on The Penguin. All right. You are tuned in to The Penguin. I'm Kim. This is The Morning Chill. We're about to get into today's Desert Island set. We've got our good friends from Marine Warehouse Center to thank for making that happen. You know, they've got everything you need to float your boat and make sure you don't end up deserted on any islands. If you haven't picked your three-song set yet, go for it. Pick them and send them in via Facebook, email through the website, or hit us up here on the phone. We'll get your day all lined up. You'll have the best morning ever taking over the airwaves. In fact, we have a special guest hanging out with me here live in the studio, Chris Frohsacker with Highwire Brewing. If you have not heard, they are incredibly successful brewery out of Asheville, and they are about to make Wilmington their second home. So we've got Chris in here, and he's such a music aficionado. He gets to do his Desert Island set with us live here as we're chatting. So Chris, tell us a little bit about your three songs, because for people out there, everybody knows it's a daunting task to try to nail down just three. So tell us about your set.
Yeah, this one wasn't easy. I definitely tried to just not think too hard about it. Otherwise, I would have gone down a rabbit hole. But just what always first comes to mind for me is Grateful Dead. I love the Grateful Dead. All years, all phases, all members. I don't think there's a downside to the whole thing. I picked a song that the Dead only played live three or four times, but I think it's an awesome song. It's called Here Comes Sunshine. It's off of the Weather Report Suite album, Wake of the Flood album.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome album. I picked a band, called Krungbin, who we were all talking early on. We're all big fans of, kind of a newer band out of Houston, Texas. And it's a three-piece, very little vocals, and it kind of has almost like East Asian, Middle Eastern kind of vibe to it. Awesome guitar playing.
Take a moment right there and tell everybody about the first time you saw Krungbin.
Yeah, the first time I saw him, and I was hooked. Highwire does a minor musical sponsorship on this crazy floating music festival called Jam Cruise every year. Leaves out of Miami, goes to the Caribbean, and it's 5 days of nonstop music and just
on a cruise on a ship all over
the
islands,
ocean,
right?
Bunch of crazy people together, pretty insane. And first time I saw them, it was 2 years ago, and we were ported in Belize for the day, and we all got back on the boat and started sailing away, and Krungbin did the sunset set, and it was just super amazing, like this really chill, flowing, like Middle Eastern kind of sounds against the backdrop of the sun setting in Belize was just ridiculous. So kind of instantly fell in love with them.
No doubt.
Yep, pretty awesome. And then my third song is Bell Bottom Blues from Derek and the Dominoes. So I think Derek and the Dominoes is, I think, probably the best supergroup that ever existed. I'm also a huge Allman Brothers fan, and Dwayne Allman played slide guitar on the whole Layla and Assorted Love Songs album. And it's if you haven't heard that album, it's a must own. My wife and I listen to it at least once a month. We love it, and it's my favorite song off that album. So
there is a little bit of insight for everybody out there. I know folks out there that do their Desert Island sets like, I want to come in and talk about my songs like that too.
Yeah.
not everybody always gets to do that,
yeah.
But at any rate, so Chris, we'll go ahead and surf up his opening song from the Grateful Dead, Here Comes Sunshine. We're going to be talking more about Highwire Brewing, when they're going to be opening, what it's all about, all that and more on the way. But first up, here's some Grateful Dead. Indeed, we've got some sunshine today. That is Derek and the Dominoes. Of course, you know Bell Bottom Blues here on The Penguin. That is closing out Chris's Desert Island set for today. Oh, such good stuff. We heard Krungbin in there as well with Lady and Man from the Con Todo El Mundo release. And starting it off at the top was The Grateful Dead with Here Comes Sunshine. Chris getting to DJ live and in person here in the Igloo, which we don't get to offer that opportunity for many. But we also had him coming in to talk about his business, High Wire Brewing. Before we get further into that, I just want to give a shout out to Marine Warehouse Center. We thank them so much for all the love and support they give us and sponsoring this very fun desert island feature. They can sponsor you and all your fun out there on the islands, deserted, crowded, or otherwise, and make sure you don't end up stuck. They've got everything you need to float your boat. Find them with sailfish boats now, fishing-focused and family-friendly, plus full-on of Carolina skiffs, the deluxe skiff line Sea Chaser. They're on Facebook, Instagram, and at marinewarehousecenter.com. All right, so we are going to continue chatting with Chris about High Wire Brewing coming soon, coming in the fall. Maybe now our target is around early December, it sounds like, for the opening. We had a initial introduction with him a few minutes ago about how his life took a major shift when he got into opening this brewery. Previous lifetime as a pharmacist in a very busy, but well-paying job, but felt like something was missing. And he and his friends had the light bulb hit them, and they decided to open High Wire Brewing. And how long ago was that for everybody out there?
7 years ago, July 2013.
And High Wire is, when did you win your first award?
Our first major award was in 2015. We won a Great American Beer Festival. It's kind of one of the two major huge beer awards in the world. It's kind of like the Emmys or the Grammys, but for beer. And we won a gold medal for our Oktoberfest. It's called Zirkus Fest. And since then, we've actually won two additional medals in these competitions. So
yeah, came out of the gate strong.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about High Wire specifically. You're born in Asheville, tons and tons of breweries there. Obviously, you guys are moving here into this market because there's an explosion going on here. Tell us about what High Wire does that other people don't, how High Wire's different.
Yeah, our mantra is try to do something for everybody, which is kind of overwhelming at times. You know, a lot of breweries will kind of specialize in IPAs or specifically hazy IPAs these days, or certain breweries will specialize in farmhouse ales or sours. We love all types of beer. So we've kind of gotten aggressive, and we're fortunate enough to have two different brewing facilities where we can make any style under the sun. So I mentioned our original brewery, downtown Asheville. We outgrew that space within our first year and built a big production brewery also in Asheville, about 2 miles south of there in the Biltmore Village area. And when we did that, we converted the original brewery to nothing but barrel-aged sours and wild ales. So we do, you know, Brett beers, sour beers, fruited sours, all kinds of funky stuff that ages in barrels for up to a year, 2 years at a time. We do them in these beautiful cork and cage bottles. They're bottle conditioned. They're really, really special. And then on the flip side, in our production brewery, we do anything from light lagers. We make High Wire Lager. We also did a spinoff brand this year called Old North Premium Lager. I drank several at Satellite Bar last night. Very good, if you see it. All the way to, you know, hoppy IPAs, hazy IPAs, to big imperial adjunct stouts. We do it all. And especially kind of in our retail experiences. So here in Wilmington, when you come in, there'll be all of those beers, barrel-aged sours, light lagers, IPAs, stouts. We also like to serve local cider and wine as well. So we want to be a very inclusive brewery. Everybody's welcome from you know, lifestyle, wherever you're from, all the way to your tastes as well. So.
Amen.
Yep.
And so you're moving into Wilmington. Let's talk about where you're going to be and paint a picture for everybody out there about this space you're moving to. 8,000 square feet?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is. It is. I, believe it or not, had not been in the building since pre-COVID. Obviously, with you know, pandemic, not a lot of traveling going on these days.
Right, right.
So stepped in there yesterday for the first time since the beginning of the year, and all the demo had happened, and I'm pumped. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. It really feels like our downtown Asheville brewery, but just much, much bigger. It'll be a little nicer too. Mm-hmm. But it's an old, originally car dealership. Address is 1020 Princess Street. So really kind of cool industrial up and coming neighborhood. Inside it has these huge arced, roofs with original wood on there, big steel beams. And we're keeping everything just original. We were planning on even to the point where we were going to paint the whole space, and we decided yesterday we're not even going to paint. It's just naturally just awesome. Looks really, really good. So it's going to be a cool space to hang out.
And obviously with that kind of a space, you can do a lot in there. You guys are going to be brewing there?
We are not going to.
Just so for all that space and not brewing, you're really creating something a little different there. What all is going to fill that space?
Yeah, so this is kind of our new model. We have two breweries in Asheville, and we can make a lot of beer. Mm-hmm. So we've always felt the need that or had the thought that we don't need another brewery at this time. But what we do like to do is build these retail locations. So this will be our third one outside of Asheville. And really what it does is helps people experience our brand first person. So you might see us at a grocery store here. You might see us at a bottle shop or a restaurant. But when you order that beer and you taste it, you may like it, but you might not get the whole essence of the brand and kind of what we do. And so this place will allow people in Eastern North Carolina to do that, which we're really excited about. And we make them really, really big. You mentioned it's 8,000 square feet. That's kind of our new model. We want a large, large capacity.
Good timing for that new model.
Yeah, absolutely. With the COVID and it's, you know, knock on wood, it's worked out well in our other spots. Despite even being at 50% capacity in these places, we have so much space that people feel safe and comfortable coming in. And it'll be the same here in Wilmington. Our fire capacity, I think, is like 350 people.
Wow.
It's big. So even when we open at a 50% capacity, obviously we'll probably set our capacity lower, just whatever we feel safe, but it'll be over 100 people.
Right.
Love having big open communal tables. We're very, very family friendly. So we're going to have a bunch of games, ping pong tables,
nice
soccer pool, which if you don't know what that is, imagine billiards, like a pool table, but with soccer, and it's on the ground. So you're kicking soccer balls into holes and everything.
Nice.
It's this big, beautiful, big, huge table. It's like 20 by 30 feet. It's pretty big. Shuffleboard, foosball, all kinds of fun stuff.
So a place people can really come and hang and spend some time.
We want it to be a family-friendly, laid-back destination.
And I know I was looking over your website. I guess community is a driving force in kind of the Highwire mission?
Absolutely. We are all about local neighborhoods, local communities where we are. So all of our locations, we hold nonprofit nights frequently in our tap rooms where we'll donate, you know, we'll partner with a specific local nonprofit, advertise it, donate a percentage of proceeds to that nonprofit. We do that very frequently. Very community-minded, love all about just making our neighborhoods, communities a better place.
And, of course, making the decision to come to Wilmington.
Yeah,
absolutely. Tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely.
Because you're already, just to recap for everybody, there a couple spots in Asheville.
Yep, two in Asheville, one in Knoxville, Tennessee, one in Durham, North Carolina, and then this latest one's here in Wilmington. So we, first and foremost, we pick towns we like, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. Life is short. So if we're going to, you know, there's only so much time in the day and days in the year to do things like this. So we definitely pick towns we like to go to. We love Wilmington. We've been distributing beer here with our local wholesaler Coastal Beverage since 2014, 2015. It's been a long time that we've been here, and we've been steadily growing this whole time. We have a great relationship with them. So we spend a lot of time here. We have an employee here, a sales rep here, so really, really feel at home in Wilmington. We were kind of talking before here, Wilmington and Asheville they feel like same towns, but one has mountains, one has the beach.
Right.
It feels good here. It feels really good. We also like kind of mid-sized cities. We feel more at home. We feel like we can have more of an impact, as opposed to going to like an Atlanta or something like that, where we kind of get lost in the shuffle. And finally, we like to go where there's an awesome local beer scene. So we really love what all the Wilmington breweries are doing. Respect the heck out of them. And really, really proud to kind of come in and collaborate and be a part of that.
I tell you, it is so cool to watch. We've had the explosion here just over the past few years, but it is so nice to see an industry where there's such camaraderie.
Absolutely. Yep.
And brotherhood and sisterhood.
It's just beer.
Right? Yep. everybody likes it. All right, so we're about to wrap up. Just real quickly, we were speaking earlier about the major shift your life took. You followed your instincts to move in this direction after having a very different job as a pharmacist. As you live through your days and these kinds of new chapters, what is most rewarding for you?
I think just watching our brand grow, just general brand awareness. When we announced the Wilmington location here, this was by far the biggest positive response we've received out of any of our other locations.
Go Wilmington. Good job.
Folks like you, local news, just general fans on Facebook, Instagram, very, very positive response. So that feels awesome.
And I think he told me he got hit with like 100 inquiries for employment right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to digging into that and hiring an awesome staff.
And for people that want to reach out about employment, just go to Facebook website.
We actually have on our website, there's a general job inquiry, and when those jobs will be posted, they'll be on there as well.
All right.
But yeah, we'll let everybody know.
Well, we are so happy to welcome you here and can't wait for HireWire's doors to open. So if you've missed any of that, just to recap, Chris Frosacker, owner of HireWire Brewing, one of, and they are moving in here from Asheville with a new location down on Princess Street, set to open early December. Obviously, you can keep up online with all of their happenings. We cannot wait. And thank you so much for coming in and DJing it up, no less.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
You speaking music.
Yeah.
Speaking our same music. All right, we've got so much more music to get to, as always. Stay right where you are. You're cruising with the Penguin.